Flipkart has backed off from zero rating plans with Airtel with a promise to commit to the cause of net neutrality in India. They released a statement as well. You know, I have to say I love the internet the way it is right now, so anyone trying to fiddle around with it would really get me riled up. What will it mean for startups and new investors and innovators had the net neutrality not go through?
I don't even want to think of a situation where the net neutrality is done, because that's like a George Orwellian different world. It's a world where there will be a few companies controlling the sites and parts of the net that you can visit viably and affordably. That is not the internet that we want. The internet that we want is the net that you and I have enjoyed and continue to enjoy, which is consumers make the choices of success and failure. A startup service that comes online, his success or her success can only be determined by how the consumers respond to it, and not how company, telecom company A or telecom company B, has a commercial arrangement with that website.
Other countries, and you know, what have they adopted? What systems have they adopted?
In the US, for example, when the net neutrality debate started, it was clear that there was very big money and big companies on one side of the argument trying to push net neutrality away. The same, let's say, brethren of the telecom companies in India exist in the US and other countries as well. So they tried to do the same thing. And in the US, President Obama actually stepped forward, intervened and cut through the debate and said, no, we must protect net neutrality because that is the core character of the internet.
Right.
And that is what I'm hoping the government here will do as well in the coming days.
Yeah, well, a six-member panel has been set up by the telecom department. They're going to submit their recommendations next month, following which there'll be a final view that'll be taken on net neutrality, the principle that guarantees consumers equal and non-discriminatory access, like you mentioned, to all data, all apps, all services on the internet. How important is this decision that'll determine the future of digital India?
No. I think net neutrality or lack thereof will determine the landscape, digital landscape of India forever. It will impact the way we use our net, the way we pay for the internet, and the way we experience the internet. So it is, in my opinion, one of those huge moments that we have to stand up to, say our piece, stand by what we believe in, and fight for it. In effect, what we are doing today, these 3.8 lakh petitions and signatories to this move for net neutrality are essentially saying we are prepared to fight for what we believe is our right on the internet. And that fight must continue till the government assures us a net neutral internet.
Fantastic. And to my Radio 1 listener who hasn't yet joined in on the movement, can you direct them as to how they can best join in and make their voices be heard?
Go to the TRA website. There's an email address there. You know, send them an email and tell them that you believe in net neutrality and you will not allow for the internet, your internet, to be throttled or taken away or controlled by anybody. It's your internet. Go out there and defend it.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening, Rajiv. It was very insightful.
Thank you, Erica.
Thank you.
Thank you. All the best.